Silo. Late hit, unnecessary roughness, half a dozen personal fouls. Take your pick, Buck. They could have flagged us on every play. Ronnie, Silo was biting people.
Third and four, under 2 minutes. East Pike stalling as much as they can as that clock ticks away. Back at the line, all 11 Spartans awaiting. Do you run and get stuffed, or do you pass and get sacked? That's the choice for East Pike. They cannot move the ball. Waddell is back, it's a screen, and the ball is knocked down by Donnie Utley. Clock stops, fourth and four. East Pike will have to punt. 1 minute and 50 seconds to play, and the Spartans will get the ball.
Mal was walking slowly around the track with another cigarette. They watched him get nearer. Paul, the last punt return worked, so we decided to try it again.
A low punt, a line drive that hits on the 40, takes a big bounce, and then another. Alonzo Taylor scoops it up at the 35, and he has nowhere to go. Flags everywhere. Could be a clip.
Paul, could be. Hindu drilled a guy dead in the back. The worst clip I've ever seen. Silo, I started to break his neck. Neely, I stopped you, remember? Poor guy came to the sideline crying. Silo, poor guy. If I saw him now, I'd remind him of that clip.
And so it comes down to this, folks. The Spartans have the ball at their own 19, 81 yards to go, with 1 minute and 40 seconds left on the clock. Down 31 to 28. Crenshaw has two timeouts and no passing game.
Paul, couldn't pass with a broken hand.
The entire Spartan team is huddled together on the sideline, and it looks like they're having a prayer.
Mal was walking up the steps, slowly, with none of his customary purpose and banter. Nat stopped the tape, and the bleachers were still. Boys, Mal said softly, coach is gone. Rabbit materialized from the shadows and loped down the track. They watched as he disappeared behind the scoreboard, and a few seconds later the bank of lights on the southwest pole went off. Rakefield was dark. Most of the Spartans sitting quietly in the bleachers did not know Messina without Eddie Rake, and for the older ones who were very young when he arrived as an unknown and untested 28-year-old football coach, his influence on the town was so overpowering that it was easy to assume he'd always been there. After all, Messina as a town didn't matter before Rake. It wasn't on the map. The vigil was over. The lights were off. Though they had been waiting on his impending death, Mal's message hit them hard. Each of the Spartans withdrew to his own memories for a few moments. Silo set his beer bottle down and began tapping both temples with his fingers. Paul Curry rested his elbows on his knees and stared at the field, at a spot somewhere around the 50-yard line where his coach would storm and fuss, and when a game was tight, no one would get near him. Neely could see Rake in the hospital room, green Messina cap in hand, talking softly to his ex-All-American, concerned about his knee and his future, and trying to apologize. Nat Sawyer bit his lip as his eyes began to moisten. Eddie Rake meant much more to him after his football days. Thank God it was dark, Nat thought to himself. But he knew there were other tears. Somewhere across the little valley from the direction of the town came the soft chimes of church bells. Messina was getting the news that it dreaded most. Blanchard Teague spoke first. I really want to finish this game. We've been waiting for 15 years. Paul, we ran flood right. Alonzo got 6 or 7 and made it out of bounds. Silo, would have scored, but Vetrano missed a block on a linebacker. I tell him I'd castrate him in the locker room if he missed another one. Paul, they had everybody at the line. I kept asking Neely if he could throw anything, even a little jump pass over the middle, anything to loosen up their secondary. Neely, I could barely grip the ball. Paul, second down, we swept left. Neely, no, second down, we sent 3 wide and deep. I dropped back to pass, then tucked it and ran. Got 16 yards, but couldn't get out of bounds. Devon Bond hit me again. I thought I was dead. John Couch. I remember that, but he was slow getting up, too. Neely. I wasn't worried about him. Paul. Ball was on the 40 about a minute to go. Didn't we sweep again? Nat. To the left, almost a first down, and Alonzo got out of bounds, right in front of our bench. Neely. Then we tried the option pass again, and Alonzo threw it away, almost got it picked off. Nat, it was picked off, but the safety had 1 foot over the line. Silo. That's when I told you no more passes from Alonzo. John Couch. What was it like in the huddle? Silo. Pretty tense, but when Neely said shut up, we shut up. He kept telling us we were sticking it down their throats, that we were going to win, and, as always, we believed him. Nat, the ball was on the 50 with 50 seconds to go. Neely, I called a screen pass, and it worked beautifully. The pass rush was ferocious, and I managed to shovel the ball to Alonzo with my left hand. Nat, it was beautiful. He got hit in the backfield, broke away, and suddenly had a wall of blockers. Silo, that's when I got Bond. Caught that sumbitch fighting off one block and not looking. Buried my helmet in his left side and they carried him off. Neely, that probably won the game. Blanchard, the place was a madhouse. 35,000 people screaming like idiots, but we still heard the hit you put on Bond. Silo, it was legal. I preferred the ones that were not legal, but it was a bad time for a penalty. Paul, Alonzo picked up 20. The clock stopped with the injury, so we had some time. Neely called 3 plays. Neely, I didn't want to risk an interception or fumble, and the only way to spread the defense was to send the receivers wide and go from the shotgun. On first down, I scrambled for 10. Nat, 11. It was first down at the 21 with 30 seconds to go. Neely, with Bond out of the game, I knew I could score. I figured 2 more scrambles and we'd be in the end zone. In the huddle, I told him to make sure they put somebody on the ground. Silo, I told him to kill somebody.